the number one reason your workouts still are not taking you where you want to go and still aren't giving you the results that you want out of them. This is going to be tough to hear for a lot of people, sometimes myself included. But the main reason those workouts that you're doing aren't really building the muscle that you want or aren't really making you lose the fat that you want are because you're not really doing the workouts you think you are. I mean, let me clarify that. Like, you're doing the workouts and you're probably working hard. But the issue is you're working hard at figuring out a way to do the workouts and not working hard at making the workout effective for what your goals are. And that is a tough thing to wrap your head around. Because think about it this way. You squat and you keep loading on weight and you keep getting heavier and heavier squats and excuse me. And you think that that's the right way to do that. And it is in a very rudimentary perspective, right? Because we look at squatting and we think, and we look at weightlifting and we look at those things and we think, how do I get better at that? Well, I do more weight or I do it more times. And those are two variables that allow you to easily measure if you are, let's say, progressing, right? But in reality, those are not the only two variables, and those two variables only matter if other ones are done well, right? So, for example, we all know that we don't want to round our back during deadlifts, and we don't want to, and you could, but the more you do that, the less load you probably want to take on. But posture is particularly important in exercises, and the way you move is particularly important in exercises. So if we put any of those variables of posture, how we move, in a suboptimal position, it doesn't matter that I am increasing my weight. What happens is I'm going to get injured, and I'm no longer going to be able to lift that weight in the first place. So with that being said, you've got to look at how well you do the movement and how well you execute the movement and how well you basically get your muscles to work within that movement to execute the movement. So if I can do the movement, if I can do a squat, but it's really just gravity dropping me and then my joints catch me and then I figure out a way to get back up. Right, whether that be through back extension or, you know, really pushing my hips forward to drive my body upwards, that is not the same thing as if I lower myself down to the ground for like a, you know, down to that low end squat position for like a 5 count. I really use my glutes and hamstrings to slow gravity down, and then I drive through my glutes and hamstrings and quads and, you know, contract my abs to push myself up. That rep is not the same. It's not the same. And you'll know, especially when you come into the gym and we do our 5 second, our 5 count squats or our 5 count push-ups. All of a sudden, that push-up is not the same as your other push-up you were doing when gravity, you know, threw you to the ground, you caught yourself at the bottom and pushed yourself back up. Those are not the same movements, and you're not going to get the same benefit from those two things. Five is not five in this case. All right, five is not five, and you'd be better off understanding that priority is how well you execute the movement over how much weight there is in the movement. If we do the weight thing, you're just kind of taking a shotgun approach to hoping you're going to get some benefit from it. And you probably will to a point, but you're probably doing some detriment to yourself on the health side of it as well. So those are things you have to look at in terms of that type of exercise, right? When we go and we work out and we want to build muscle, it matters how you do that, right? That's why you'll see, you know, people... And this is very aesthetic, based, but you see people who look a certain way who can, you know, bench press more than you, but part of the reason is because of the way that they're bench pressing. Not because they're stronger, but because of the way they execute that movement. The weight on the bar is heavier, but that doesn't mean that weight is doing them any favors. And so you have to look at it that way. The other side of that is people who don't lift very much weight. For the most part, you know, you've got your bodybuilders who don't lift, like, for how big they are, they're not that strong from a perspective of like, oh, look how much weight they're pushing, right? You'd think they'd be stronger than they even are, but in reality they are. They just move it very, very well. They strength train to build muscle, right? They don't strength train to show people how much weight they're using and then hope that works out for them. And then we'll go to the other side of it, right? We've got a thing called HIIT workouts that people are super obsessed with. And they love them, and they do such a great job of burning fat and doing all this stuff. And so you go to the newest gym or the newest studio because they do HIIT workouts there. Because the science says that HIIT workouts increase EPOC, so exercise post-oxygen consumption. And they allow you to burn more calories throughout the day. The only problem with that is you're not doing the HIIT workouts that allow you to do that. You're doing a version of I don't even know how to explain this, but almost like a choreographed workout routine that keeps your heart rate high, that does not factor in the interval aspect of HIIT, high intensity interval training. What happens is your interval of rest is minimal, and from the science that we know, your interval of rest needs to be much higher than you get in those classes, and your intensity also needs to be much higher, right? So you almost like earn the idea of resting a long time. And people don't do that. So like the Tabatas that you do in class are not true Tabatas, because Tabatas are like all out effort. And in reality, you're not giving an all out effort in that, because if you were, after 4 minutes, you'd be done. Not, oh, let me do another different Tabata. No, you'd be done. Like your body would not want you to do anything else after that. So these are the reasons, right? If you take a bigger look into what you're doing, a lot of times you're not doing what you think you're doing, and that's holding your results back. That's holding the benefits of that perceived workout or of that perceived program. It's holding those benefits back. So take a deeper look into what you're doing and ask yourself, is what I think I'm doing what I'm actually doing?